trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Value.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Chicago Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday before the game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I think that right now I'm just feeling more and more healthy. I'm feeling better and better on the court. And I know I still have another gear I got to get to.
And in order to get there, the Bulls have put Joakim Noah on a minutes restriction, the reason Noah wasn't on the floor down the stretch of Sunday's loss to Oklahoma City. The Bulls don't want Noah to exceed 32 minutes per game. He's averaging a shade under 31 minutes per game this season. Noah says it's frustrating, but he understands. The Bulls playing minus Rose, Butler, and Gibson, all injured. They're hosting Indiana tonight. The Bulls trail Cleveland by 2.5 games in the Central. Hockey, the Blackhawks looking to win their fourth straight game. They're in New York to play the Rangers. Hawks have lost three straight to the Rangers. Football, the Bears signed former Chiefs long snapper Thomas Gafford. Former Carolina defensive end Greg Hardy agrees to a one-year deal with Dallas. The Ravens cut running back Bernard Pierce after he was arrested and charged with DUI this morning. Spring training baseball, Cubs play the Dodgers with Jake Arrieta pitching. As for the White Sox, GM Rick Hahn sends catcher Adrian Nieto to AAA Charlotte.
He got it. I'm sure there was an element of disappointment, as with any player that gets sent out of big league camp, but we truly felt this is in his long-term developmental interest.
The Sox play the Reds today. Jose Quintana, the starter. College basketball, Syracuse announces Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim intends to retire in 3 years, while former Northwestern coach Bill Carmody, reportedly the new head coach at Holy Cross. This scoreboard update is brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP for the five things you missed audio blog. Join the Score at Pelican Harry's in Homer Glen next Friday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a Coors Light Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out to shoot the puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Oak Lawn. Visit WebbChevroletOakLawn.com today.
Boers and Bernstein.
Boers and Bernstein.
At it again.
Afternoons on The Score.
Speaking of baseball abstract, here's a great baseball factoid.
All right.
How many people do you think attended Ty Cobb's funeral?
Two.
Four.
That is so sad.
Ronnie Woo Woo. Regina Rice.
Hey, I don't know. Regina Rice. They're looking for a cut.
Yeah, Ty was not a not a well-liked guy.
Ty Cobb wanted to play. None of us could stand a son of a bitch when we were alive, so we told him to stick it.
He went out of his way to alienate everybody.
Who the hell are the four that go to his funeral? Because he was one of the most evil guys to ever play.
Genuinely, not just sort of irascible
evil.
In the fifth grade, he beat up a fat boy whose error had let the girls' team win a spelling bee.
Horrible human being.
Yep.
One day, when a black groundskeeper tried to shake his hand, Cobb slapped him, chased him into the dugout, then tried to strangle the man's wife when she came to his aid.
Cobb was, Shirley Povich once wrote, a vicious, demonic fiend who took to the ball field every day with blood, not his own, in his eye.
He's a cancer. He's a selfish individual.
When he died, four people attended the funeral. And yet, hate them as they did, teammates wanted Cobb in the lineup.
One sports writer said he would climb a mountain to punch an echo.
Well, because he was kind of good.
Baseball is a red-blooded sport for red-blooded men. It's no pink tea. And Molly Coddles had better stay out.
Boers and Bernstein.
I don't know.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
That's great.
The Score.
L3 Boers and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Yeah, Ty Cobb. That's just great. That's just great. Because, you know, he's always that guy, too, that a lot of people use when you talk about these contemporary players going in the Hall of Fame that are just awful human beings. And the name that always comes up is, well, what about Ty Cobb?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, because he was an original inductee and just all that and more. There's no question. And don't forget, did he not beat a man to death as well?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the guy had no hands, too. right?
It's correct. He had no hands.
The guy that he beat to death had no hands. So
right. He wouldn't clap for him.
I was gonna say, he chose a pretty solid matchup then.
Yeah, if you're going to beat a guy to death, he must have.
Right. Makes it easier.
It's like the guy you beat up at the movie theater, right? With no arms?
Well, that was the one-armed man.
Oh, what? He had one arm.
No, that guy kicked the crap out of this dude.
Oh.
That
yeah,
would have
been. I thought you fought a guy with no arms.
No, we didn't fight. That was at Seabiscuit. That was at Seabiscuit at the Davis Theater when the one-armed man would not stop in a normal conversational voice in the theater explaining everything that was going on to his mail-order Russian bride. That's a horse, and that horse is a racehorse.
And the horse that rode in on that.
Now, is it true that you went outside of the theater and found, like, a theater employee, and were like, you go in there, you find that one-armed man?
You find that one-armed man!
Well, what color was his eyes?
we knew where he was.
Oh, you didn't need to find the one-armed man.
I
knew where the one-armed man was.
However, I then went, I sneaked into Cook County Hospital, and I found Jane Lynch, and she got me everything I needed to get the paperwork to narrow down the list to find out who it was.
So the theater was full of one-armed men.
Everybody in there, it was like, oh, I didn't see a sign.
One arm half off night.
Right, you pan out to the sign outside, and it says,
well, you can pay with your other arm.
Special one-armed
man. So you get one
night.
Arm to get in for free to
oh,
see.
Oh, my
see
God.
And he said, I have to talk. My wife is not from this country. I have to tell her what's going on.
That's the sick monkey time. Did you mention that to him?
I said, my wife's from New Jersey. I should be able
also
to
not from here either,
country.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. I should have to tell her what's going on.
Terry, ever have a one-armed monkey in the group?
I did not.
No?
No, they're all fine. And none of them, they all like a slice of Ty Cobb, though.
And they all hate the Grateful Dead.
They do. Well, I've made sure of that.
Hey, I was checking StubHub for you guys. There's a 3-day pass in section 143, which is just off to the right side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
3-day pass, one seat for $30,000, if you'd like it.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to
get that.
I would pay that to not have to go, if need be.
The fact that you could pay that just to not go.
That shows he's a big stroker.
Yeah.
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 Well, you know, it's a big week for him, Maddie. This is a big week for him.
For Fotz?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For the dead. Who?
For Fotz.
Oh, it is a real big week for Fotz.
Yesterday, big birthday, and then more coming up this weekend. So Fotz is rolling high.
Yeah.
This guy, he carries that with him these days.
I would just advise this. Marry an event planner. It makes your life a lot easier. Because I can only imagine that not being the case. What she would actually be charging if we were hiring her to do all the stuff that she's doing, I would just say that's if you want to be able to sleep soundly and not worry about stuff, make sure your wife does this for a living, because you don't realize how lucky you are until it all comes home to your doorstep.
Comes home to roost.
Comes home to roost, indeed. In DeKalb, here's Chip. He's on WSCR.
Hey, fellas. I played football for a long time in college, and I was an All-American, so I'm not an idiot. What do you think about the idea?
Well, wait a second. What does on-field success have to do with whether or not you're an idiot?
I guess I wore a helmet for a long time is what it comes down to.
Well, it might not have helped, though, Chip. We don't know that yet.
What do you think about the idea of, instead of adding to the helmets and making them, quote-unquote, safer or anything like that, what if you took some plastic and some metal off?
Take the helmets off completely.
The idea being, you are not going to throw your face somewhere where it's going to get crushed.
Yeah, that would be, well, there are studies currently being done for rugby and Australian rules football. And I think once we know the results of some of those, we'll have a better idea of what the impact could be. But that's been brought up many times, saying that just stop using your head as a weapon. And really, it's the line play. It's the constant clicking, the constant rattling of helmet against helmet that is doing a lot of the damage. I don't know the answer to it, but you aren't the first to suggest it.
It seems inherently, Chip, that would be a better idea. I don't know why I think that. I'm not exactly sure why I think that, but I think it would be a better idea. I think it would save something. I think you'd be, if it's uncovered, I know they've done these studies and taken a hard look at some of this stuff, but to me it would just make more sense.
You see what's going on Twitter right now, the excitement over the new NFL.com mock draft? They have released another one, and with the 7th pick in the 2015 NFL draft here in Chicago, where we've shut down every street and prevented everyone from going home.
That's right, can't go home.
Not allowed to go home.
Go to draft.
They have the Bears taking Marcus Mariota. I hope that's not based on something they actually know.
Well, what have I been telling you from the beginning? I don't believe that's what's going to happen.
What site, Dan?
NFL.com.
NFL.com, my favorite website. I have that in just so many ways because I cannot get enough NFL. Let me check this out.
NFL. Yeah, I
Marcus
Mariota. Don't want that.
What are you going to do with him, by the way?
Right.
What do you? I don't have time in my life to see if he's any good.
Well,
we got to teach him how to do everything. Yes. How about a huddle? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? How about like a normal NFL pass? Yes. Yes, we have to work on that too because reading a defense? Yes.
Yeah, published. Jameis Winston first, Leonard Williams, Dante Fowler, Amari Cooper fourth, Randy Gregory fifth, Shane Ray sixth, and then Marcus Mariota. See, now if Kevin White is available at seven, that's my pick if I'm the Bears. If that draft were to fall with those top six, I'm taking Kevin White. But I don't know anything. I just know that I'm not.
Does that pick become more valuable for you in terms of getting players because you know the Eagles are sniffing?
Sure. Call me.
I mean, you can always lose Sam Bradford. I'm sorry. I don't care what they say. You can always lose Sam Bradford.
When you've got Tim Tebow in the fold,
lose Sam Bradford. You can always say, sayonara, sucker. Or somebody take him. The Browns would take him today. If you said, hey, by the way, we changed our mind, he's available. But if you want to do business with the Bears and give them extra picks or whatever the hell else Chip Kelly wants to do, we're talking. I'm with you. I would sooner take a player. But if that's the case, if I know the Eagles are really hot on the trail here, and other teams, by the way, have made a move for quarterbacks. They have made a move.
So go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got Chip Kelly on the hook here for something that adds to either your draft picks or gives you a proven player, I'd think about it. But whatever they got left, yeah, let's talk then. Because that's the only way I would take him, if I thought I'd get something extra out of it.
And there's an email from Pizza who says, StubHub does not charge to list tickets, and a person can ask whatever they want. That doesn't mean someone's paying for it. Reading the highest price ticket on StubHub and saying it's what tickets are selling for is like going to an open market in Mexico and paying the asking price for a poncho.
Oh, Cisco.
Is that right? So it's just whatever somebody's trying to get.
I don't know anything about ticket sites. I don't, I'm not allowed out.
Well, you're not going out if you're just using a ticket site.
I can't go.
Yeah, that was the highest priced one, and I just quoted that one as the one single.
So you're heading over that way, Maddie?
No, hell no. No. I wouldn't go see the Grateful Dead if they were in the backyard. So.
And in fact, they are.
Pull the shades
and,
on them.
You know, it's not really the same without the old guy, right? Without Garcia?
They're all old.
Well, he's dead, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's dead. He's
gone. You don't mean the old guy. I mean the dead guy.
Well, the oldest dead guy. Isn't he the oldest one? I assume he was the oldest one in the group. So.
He's stuck.
I don't know. But maybe he's not. But I mean, he's dead, so it's really kind of pointless.
How many Grateful Dead can you name? There's Bob Weir, right?
Jerry Garcia.
But no, that's the dead one.
That's all I can name.
And then there's the guy Ben that he made the ice cream with.
Yeah, Cherry Garcia, that's another one.
Cherry Garcia, that's it. I don't know who they are, and I don't care. I nuke.
You're nuking them?
I'd nuke them, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess if you can negotiate StubHub, thanks for the info on it. But it was just the whole idea was that there was one guy asking over $30,000.
Yeah, because Bob...
I'd hold on to that, by the way, if I were him. I wouldn't be surprised he didn't get it.
Bob Weir is 67.
How old was Jerry Garcia when he died?
Let's see, Phil Lesh is 75. Jesus, same age as Chuck Norris. At least he doesn't have the wig.
Chuck Norris is also in the band. Yeah. Right.
Ron Pigpen McKernan.
How old is he?
He died when he was 27. He died in 1973. So people said unlikely to attend.
So, wait, 1973 he died?
Yes.
Hmm. So he won't be there at Soldier Field.
No, probably not. If he is, well,
you don't know for
you
sure, though,
30.
Do you? You don't know for sure.
There's Bill Kreutzmann.
Bill Kreutzmann?
Bill Kreutzmann?
Yeah, he's 68.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he's still in the band.
How about Jerry Garcia? How old would he have been?
Jerry Garcia died at age 53. He was born in August 1st of 1942. So 73.
As was I.
So the one guy's got him by a year.
Interesting.
Yeah, Phil Lesh is owed.
All right.
That dude.
Well, the whole thing sucks. come on. What are you talking about? You trying to make good out of that pile of
Can you
crap.
Name any Grateful Dead songs, Terry?
No.
I can name, I think, two. I think Touch of Grey, isn't it a song, Daniel?
Yeah, it is an Uncle John's band and Mexicali blues.
Truckin', right?
Casey Jones.
Wasn't Truckin' a
song?
Yeah,
some of the, see, I don't mind some of the songs.
Yeah, that's the two I know.
It's just the whole bit. Yeah, I don't mind. If a song comes on the radio, I don't always necessarily punch the button.
If the song comes on the radio.
Some of the stuff's okay.
I can't tell you the last time I heard a Grateful Dead song on the radio.
I can't either, and I don't want to.
No, I don't either.
I don't want everything there ever was one on the
radio. If you're listening to B96, you're not going to hit. It would be awfully odd.
How about The Drive?
Here's some Grateful Dead, and then Hockey Talk.
I'll be grateful when they're all dead.
Then the Moody Blues, and then Hockey Talk.
If I can just outlive him, I'll be very grateful. I'll throw a paw to him.
Wait, I'll outlive who? Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
Oh.
I want to be grateful when they're dead. I will be grateful when they're dead. That's what I'm looking for. I'm waiting for. I'm trying to outlast the bastards, but man, I'm in trouble.
I think we're doing remotes there from their shows.
How many people are in this band?
27.
Okay, Mickey Hart. He's 71.
He was a wrestler, wasn't he?
He was right. Took some time off for the band to be a wrestler. Brent Midland.
Brent Musburger is also in it.
He's dead. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Brent Midland's not going to be there either because he's.
All right.
He's,
so he's dead. Yeah.
He's very dead.
All right.
I don't think being in this band is good for you. That would just be my conclusion here.
All right.
Bruce Hornsby's playing with them? Oh, okay.
Now you change your mind?
No, if Rogers Hornsby is playing, then I'm there. They got the Raja there tickling the ivories, then I'm good.
That's just the dumbest thing. And they took every hotel room in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God.
I'm surprised. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
At least be happy they took hotel rooms instead of, like, sleeping in a Volkswagen van.
Well, they wanted to, remember, but they wouldn't let him in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to.
You're better off just letting him in the parking lot.
They won't let him in the parking lot. Well, they'll let him in at, like, 3 hours something, but they won't, because they wanted to just take over the entire parking lot for the 3 days.
Well, that would be better than taking up hotel rooms.
Well, the city saw otherwise. Call your guy Rom.
Yeah.
Ask him why he made that decision, because Chewy would have let him sleep out there in their damn vans and nuked him. But no, they wanted to do that. They did not want to buy hotel rooms. They just wanted to be out there in their van.
That's Terry Boers, and I'm Dan Bernstein. It's the bottom of the hour. We will do the second half. We're in the middle of voting for the Chris Tannehill region. 4 o'clock is the Abaticola region. My region is at 5. We are down to 32 teams by 5:45 today in the Tournament of Bad on the Score.
College hoops coverage on the Score is brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer and your Chicagoland Jiffy Lube stores. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com for big savings.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Running back Trent Richardson is right on schedule. Guys who sign with the Raiders are typically at the very end of their careers. And 3 years in, that's pretty much where T. Rich is. You know what they say about running backs, right? Short shelf life. 24 is the new 30. Well, if by some miracle Richardson is still in the league when he hits 30, it'll probably be his ninth team when he does, because this dude is 3 for 3. 3 teams in 3 years. This is the same guy who said he would never be cut by another team. My man, at the rate you're going to be cut by every team. Yet he says he expects to start for Oakland. Dude, you couldn't even be a second stringer with the Colts. The Raiders got a huge jolt last year from Latavius Murray. I'm not even sure if T. Rich could beat out Bill Murray right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca. On stage, January 24th through March 14th, a fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
The city is yours to navigate. Enjoy it luxuriously in a select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover from Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Serving Chicagoland for over 55 years, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has outstanding pricing, financing, and lease offers, including 0.9 financing on select certified pre-owned Land Rover models. Right now, you can drive a 2013 select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover LR4 at Howard Orloff for only $47,995. And get up to 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty coverage. And Howard Orloff has 35 other select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover models available for immediate delivery. For an outstanding selection of Land Rover models, shop Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or visit Orloff.com.
Stock number P127068, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale. See your local Land Rover dealer for details. Expires March 31st.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
$0 due at inception plus license, title, tax, and doc fee. Tax included in price. Chicago residents require use tax on a 2.5-liter ATS 36-month courtesy car lease. 24-month courtesy car lease on SRX plus license, title, tax, and doc fee. 10,000 miles per year plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Get a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $299 a month, including tax and no down payment.
$299 a month with no down payment.
$299 including tax.
With no down payment.
Or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $339 a month. $339 a month for an SRX.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means it's a new season every time you play. Pick your sport. They offer baseball, hockey, golf, and more. Draft your team and win cash. Last year, $300 million were won at DraftKings.com, and this year they're paying out over $1 billion in prizes. You could be next to win big. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free. That's SCORE for a free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Radio.com.
The traffic jam. A stifling halt to your thrilling drive. But with the most luxurious interior in its class and an innovative touchpad, the 2015 C-Class is as exciting to experience standing still as it is in motion. See your authorized dealer and see the world differently in a C-Class from Mercedes-Benz. Test drive one today.
At Austin's Saloon, 481 Peterson Road in Libertyville from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a live Bud Light College Hoops broadcast as the guys break down some hot college b-ball action. Presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Insulting pretty much everybody today. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. In case you aren't familiar with the show, that's pretty much what we do. It's not just, you know, there's some small field out there. We can pretty much insult everybody, and we've actually done that today. We'll get to the second half. We're actually, I believe I have sports items for you.
As do I.
Actual sports items. Uh-huh. But I'd still send a problem, the Grateful Dead. Bastards. Useless.
Yeah, you know, Icky. What? If you could cash those checks, though, you would, too. If you were that age, and you know
I'm
that
old
you could
and tired say, and full of
say you want to show up here and just play a little bit for 3 days and then cash an enormous check, you'd say sure.
Yep, I agree.
So don't lie to me.
I'm not saying of it. I wouldn't. I just find the whole thing disgusting. Their fans are just unwashed, and I mean it's like, you know, there are places where you can take a shower.
So it's Greg Hardy to the Cowboys.
Yep.
And that's done. It's an incentive-laden deal that seems to protect the team, but now you've got to figure out what to say. How do you say this? Because the facts of this case and what we know about the offseason or the season that the NFL had and the offseason, that you got a guy abusing a woman and throwing her onto his guns. It's almost like you made it up in the Onion. But Greg Hardy, who is no doubt a tremendously effective player, is going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
And here's the part of it, too, that I think people have to also forget this little thing about football coaches, is that while Greg Hardy was indeed signed by Dallas, if he wasn't going to be signed by Dallas, he clearly was going to be signed by Lovie.
That's right.
So, wait a minute. Now,
Lovie Smith said he draws the line at violence against women.
Yeah, but if you throw him on the bed filled with guns and punch it, well, that's okay, but just don't what? So, because the thug in the basement's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
The occasional person dead in a nightclub, that's okay too.
Happens.
But don't mess with women. Don't hit women.
But throwing them onto your guns is okay.
Yeah, but throwing them on your guns okay, and I think it was a little worse than that. And that's where he was headed. If Dallas was going to say no, because he's a tremendous player. I'm not going to take away how good he is at football. He is a tremendous player. But that's where he was going to sign.
This is Tony and Munster on the Score.
Hey, guys, seeing that Cutler is going to take this team to a nowhere land this year, wouldn't it make sense for the team to go ahead and do what this mock draft is calling for as far as picking Mariota?
Do you think Mariota's any good, though?
I mean, you know what? I've seen him play, but, I mean, isn't that what a draft, isn't that the position that would excite this?
That's
this
not
city?
Your job. Your job is not to excite the city. Your job is to try to win.
Unless it excites you.
Your job is to win
as
a Super
as
Bowl.
GM.
Right, but I'm saying, but that's not the reasoning. Is you don't do it to excite a city.
No,
you do it completely independently of that if you think that that's the best possible pick at number 7.
But wouldn't that be the future of the Bears, though? I mean, isn't he like considered the second top quarterback?
That's what Ryan Pace wants to do, my friend. That's what he keeps talking about. He's going to keep spinning that quarterback wheel until he finds somebody.
There's no reason to have guaranteed that extra year at Jay Cutler, if that's the case.
Well, you know what? That's something that I don't know about. I just see that as
say, if that was your plan.
But he ain't ready now. You can't throw him out there now, can you? After one camp?
Then how are you getting him ready? What are you doing to get him ready? You get a guy, you got to play him.
I don't know.
There's no reason to have.
I don't.
Marcus
really
Mariota
like
gets second team reps, and with Jay Cutler running your room, that's what you want?
No.
Here you go. Here's your starting quarterback. Learn at the hand
of
Jay Cutler.
Do you think the draft has changed? Do you think the top picks have changed? That what you once felt for sure he wouldn't be there, now you feel sure he would, so you had to adjust.
Well, so you think? Wait a second, guys. I know that we vested another year at Jay.
Right.
However, we didn't realize
now things have changed.
This
now
was
all
gonna
of
fall
a sudden,
to us.
The Jets aren't going to take him.
Yeah, or like you say, they just want everybody to think they're going to take him, and then they can
it
find somebody who wants.
I mean,
him
I know they
like
they for whatever reason. I know Ryan Pace likes him. That's all I know. I don't know if he loves him. I don't know if he has pictures. All I know is that he's liked him. And again, but it comes from a guy who is on the record as saying how much he's willing to spin the quarterback wheel. So I'm not saying they're going to draft him, but I think the draft has changed.
Yeah, but every
year... I don't think the Jets are going to take him now.
Every year when we think that's true, say, well, it's changing, our guy's moving up or moving down, it usually is just stuff that people are making up.
But haven't these dopes all signed quarterbacks now?
Right, but like you say, that doesn't necessarily prevent
anything,
does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, especially... And again, I'm speculating, maybe he got the Eagles on the hook for something.
Yeah, I don't know what's real and what's not.
I don't either.
I really don't. I don't know. I'm not a big Mariota fan.
No, I know you're not.
So
nor am I.
I look at it through that prism. That
I saw
that,
him three times this year, including the bowl game, which was it was running their offense, and I saw him against a good team. I saw him against a bad team, and then I saw him against a good team. So I mean, in any of the cases, any of the three cases, I never flipped the channel saying, "Man, that was really good." I never thought that, never. Did I particularly have that thing other than the qualities that he can exhibit off the field about being a real guy, not an idiot, that which he does display on the field is Winston. I still wouldn't draft him.
No, and in a draft with this many wide receivers, this many real kick-ass wide receivers, I just have a tough time getting out of this draft without having taken a shot at Amari Cooper, Kevin White, or Devontae Parker.
Yeah, Kevin White was one hot item.
Mm-hmm.
That one, okay, I realize you got a lot of needs.
And you know how I feel about Parker. That I've liked him for a long time. But yeah, I'm not going to complain if they say that one of these guys is we got to make sure that no matter what, however we trade down or whatever we do, that one of those guys is going to be a Bear.
Yeah, I fell in love with Dante Fowler, and then he fell right out of into...
he rose. He didn't fall.
Yeah, well, roll, yeah. But he fell right out of the Bears picture. He's gone long before that, way, way, way before the Bears draft. But I think that would have been a better pick, but you can't make that. And then if the other guy's going to be gone too, so... But I just think, look, it seems readily apparent to me that everybody in the NFL is fighting to find a great quarterback. That seems to be what gets you places. I agree you could use a great end and a lot of speed and all the other stuff, but isn't that what the game is all about, finding a great quarterback?
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
Isn't it about winning Super Bowls?
How do you start winning them?
Because you don't necessarily need to have the great quarterback to win a Super Bowl, right? But you do need to have a pretty darn good defense.
I think you better be pretty damn good, don't you?
You just can't turn it over. And you better be able to take the ball away.
Well, I don't know. I think that the record would suggest that the guys who are some of the best quarterbacks of all time have won a bunch of them. Not all of them, Zach. That's true. Peyton Manning's only won one. His brother's won two. But Tom Brady's been around for a while. How's he doing?
He's one of the all-time best.
Yeah.
In the
that's what I'm talking about, though.
I don't think anyone can say that Marcus Mariota, who has never run a pro-style offense.
Yeah.
You can't say that he all of a sudden is going to be.
But I'm not drafting him.
No, you're right. The other thing is, you had John Fox operating with a quarterback who was unconventional in Tim Tebow. He made the playoffs, won a playoff game with him, and didn't like that scenario, and they got rid of him. So that gives you an idea of the type of quarterback he's looking for. They're looking to be conventional. They're not looking to reinvent the wheel. And I think if you bring in a guy like Mariota, you better have some time, the luxury of time to develop him the way, say, Green Bay was able to develop Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think the Bears they're not in that type of situation.
Scoreboard update.
It is coming up on 3:32 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Chicago Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday. Before the game, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We just gotta keep building, keep fighting. I think we have great talent on this team. And I think that we just gotta get the highest seed possible, because I think we'll still be very tough to play in a 7-game series. And I'm really excited about that.
That's part of the reason that Bull star Joakim Noah is on a minutes restriction, one he understands but admits still frustrating. That restriction prevented Noah from playing down the stretch in the loss to Oklahoma City Sunday. The Bulls hosting Indiana tonight. They trail Cleveland by 2.5 games in the Central. The Bulls want to limit Noah to 32 minutes per game. He's averaging just under 31 minutes per game this season. Hockey in New York. The Blackhawks play the Rangers tonight. The Hawks heating up down the stretch. They've won three straight, just 4 points behind second place Nashville in the Central. Football, the Bears signed former Chiefs long snapper Thomas Gafford, while Dallas signs former Carolina defensive end Greg Hardy to a one-year deal. Baseball, White Sox GM Rick Hahn sends catcher Adrian Nieto down to AAA Charlotte.
This is a player who's never been to AA, never been to AAA, and having to spend a full year in the big leagues last year, as per the parameters of Rule 5, he really missed out on a fair amount of development time.
On the field, Sox playing the Reds today. Jose Quintana pitching. Cubs taking on the Dodgers. Jake Arrieta with the ball. College basketball, Syracuse announces Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim intends to retire in 3 years. Holy Cross reportedly hires a new head coach, former Northwestern head coach Bill Carmody. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join broadcasters Boers and Bernstein tomorrow at Austin Saloon in Libertyville for a live Bud Light College Hoops broadcast. Dan Terry, they tell me that you guys will break down college basketball from 1 to
like
6
nobody
p.m.
else.
Like nobody you've
like
ever
nobody
seen.
Nobody you've ever seen in your life.
Really looking forward to it.
No, you're not.
You know, it fits in with day one of the NCAA tournament.
People are real people, not talented people like you. Real people look forward to our basketball analysis. It's keen.
Can't wait. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Zach Sid, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago because of your ability to break down college basketball like no one's business.
Correct.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
First half of the show, we did some tournament of bad voting and talked about a bunch of things.
And this is the long headline. I don't know if this is a deck or it's a headline. Wesley Walker, former Jets great, wishes he had foresight to retire early like Chris Borland. I don't wish this on anybody. That's his quote. And Wesley Walker has trouble lifting himself out of a chair. He doesn't sleep except for a couple of naps during the day, and there are times driving to his home in Dix Hills. That's where you live, isn't it?
A gated community.
He has lived it since 1978 when he winds up going the wrong way down the highway or takes the wrong exit.
Ooh. Wait a second. So he's an admitted wrong way driver?
Yeah. He was just a blur running goal. Who says the most electrifying receiver in Jets history? If he played today's blazing speed combined with rules that have opened up the passing game, Walker would possibly be impossible to cover. In 13 seasons, four of which were cut short by injuries, Walker's numbers were outstanding. 438 catches, 8,306 yards, and 71 touchdowns. But his one stat since retiring is more stunning. It is in football-related injuries. I'm in pain every day. He'll be 60 on May 26th. He said he ran a 4.24 in high school these days. He said, I can't even run. He's taking the day after Chris Borland announced his retirement at 24 for fear of what his life would become to continue to football. When Walker is asked if fame and money that came with the NFL career were worth it, he doesn't hesitate. Not at all. I would have taken another path, maybe become a commentator. Just from a physical standpoint, there's no way I would put my body through what I do now. I don't wish this on anybody.
Real Clear Sports has put together the top 10 buzzer beaters in NCAA tournament history. So very quickly, I want you to think about them and see how many of these 10 appear on your list.
Probably all of them.
I had most of them. Some I just flat didn't remember, and one was kind of before my time. Yeah. But here you go. Mm-hmm. Number 10, 2003, Maryland's Drew Nicholas bailing them out against UNC Wilmington. Anything?
Nothing.
No?
Nothing.
You? Number 9 in 2010, Michigan State's Corey Lucius versus Maryland.
What's Maryland? No.
Okay.
Corey Lucius.
Number 8, this one I remember, 1998, Rip Hamilton against Washington.
Oh, you betcha, Red
In
Rider.
The Sweet 16, remember the ball was bouncing all over the place. They were down 74 to 73, and it was just kind of popping around, and it found him, and he put it in.
That's one of them for sure.
That's one of them. Number 7, this is one you see often, Georgia Tech's James Forrest in 1992 with a three-pointer to drop USC.
Indeed.
He had attempted just 3 3-pointers all season and had missed all three, turned, fired, and got it.
Got it.
Number 6, I remember where I was when this 1990, Connecticut's Tate George from the corner to beat Clemson.
Mm-hmm. Clemson.
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 Bryce Drew is number 5.
Great, one of the great plays of all time.
Yep, one of the most well-designed plays, executed perfectly, and a play long afterward copied. A lot of teams have used a similar play to that and simply call it Valpo.
You think he's teaching that play, by the way, to his kids? Yeah, I bet. The tournament? I bet they've got it, don't you?
Now, help me out here. Number four, 1981, Arkansas's U.S. Reed against Louisville. Eddie Sutton's fifth-seeded Arkansas trailing the defending champion 73-72 with 5 seconds left, inbounded to point guard U.S. Reed. He launched the ball into the air just shy of half court, and it went in.
Yeah.
You remember that?
You know, the only reason you remember it, because of U.S. Reed. I mean, the shot itself. But the minute you say U.S. Reed, there's only, you know, there's not a career necessarily that comes to mind.
Now, all of these, I think you know the three that are left here. 1995, UCLA's Tyus Edney.
Oh, my God.
Going the length of the floor to beat Missouri. Yeah. Number two.
Danny Ainge.
Christian Laettner against Kentucky.
Yeah, well, that's still,
And number one would be my guy, the late Lorenzo Charles, throwing it down off the miss by Derek Wittenberg.
Didn't you think, though, that really that Laettner's shot was better? Really the most unbelievable
well,
shot?
Well, because of the pass, too.
Yeah. I mean,
because of the way the ball had to be inbounded and everything that had to happen.
Turn around and do that?
To make the pass, to complete the pass and, you know, catch it, turn around, shoot it, and drain it like that. I would have had it ahead of it, but...
In a regional final, wasn't it?
Well, this was the national championship, which is probably why it's number
one. Yeah, I what about Danny Ainge?
What they say is the most dramatic finish of an NCAA championship and one of the biggest upsets, the slam that slew the Phi Slamma Jamma.
We do it every damn day. You know, just because we really enjoy doing it and bringing odd things to your sporting world, but I think Danny Ainge counts in their summer because you went through a whole damn team. Or at least most of the team. And
that was
against
Notre Dame, right?
Yes, yeah. You can't do that.
BYU's Danny Ainge. Tyus Edney did it.
Pretty young thing. Yes, he did. But he's a lot quicker than Danny Ainge.
Correct.
I mean, that makes it, you can't stop him.
We got 5 minutes left to vote in the Chris Tannehill region, a tournamentofbad.com. Results headed your way in a moment. The Abaticola region starts voting at the top of the hour. We're down to 32 teams at the end of business today. You got the score.
Fans, listen to the score starting Monday for your chance to win a pair of White Sox season tickets.
Abreu swinging a high fly deep right field. Slam! Sox win!
With this being one of the biggest off seasons in White Sox history, wouldn't you love being at every home game to see the Sox compete for the division crown?
Bagged home run!
The score's White Sox season tickets giveaway. Listen Monday for details. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for White Sox.
Hey, Blackhawks fans, listen up. There's never been a better time to save big on a new Ford, and there's no better place to save than Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Drive home a new 2015 Ford Fusion today for just $17,699. That's only $17,699 for a brand new Fusion. Or drive home a new Escape for just $19,469. That's a new 2015 Escape for only $19,469. HawkFord.com, where Blackhawks fans save big.
Sunrise Chevrolet is busting the brackets on new 2014 Chevys during their March Mania event. Now get 20% off MSRP on remaining 2014 Sparks, Sonics, Cruises, and Silverados. Save over $6,000 off MSRP. But hurry, there's limited availability on our winning lineup. Right car, right price, right place. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. SunriseChevrolet.com. Example 2014 Chevy Silverado, stock number EZ329719. Includes all applicable rebates and incentives. Available on in-stock vehicles only.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca on stage January 24th through March 14th. A fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
To many, it's just 130 square feet of publicly allotted tarmac. Unless you own a 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA. With its muscular, seductive look and distinctive diamond block grille, that parking space is transformed into a stage that showcases to others what groundbreaking style can be. See the world differently. See it in a CLA from Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, sports fans, there's nothing better than watching the tournament with your friends at your favorite bar. This March, visit DosEquis.com/MVP on your mobile for a chance to become basketball's most interesting fan and get inducted to the XX MVP Hall of Fame. Every week, tweet Dos Equis your most interesting man legend lines for the chance to be inducted into the XX MVP Hall of Fame and win a $200 voucher to the game of your choice. Stay thirsty and enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Cervezas Mexicanas, New York, New York. Visit DosEquis.com/MVP for full rules.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Teles, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
When it comes to your accounting and tax needs, you want someone that's good with numbers, but doesn't treat you like one. Welcome to Patrick J. Haddon, CPA. Our one-rate, all-inclusive personal tax preparation leaves no surprises. Chicago police officers and firefighters can file for just $200. We're easy to talk to and will explain everything. We're located at 1606 West Montrose in the Ravenswood neighborhood. Online at pjhaddon.com. Patrick J. Haddon, CPA. Large enough to meet your needs. Small enough to know your name.
This ad was created using audio ads. Center.com.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I mean, it's frustrating, but I think I'm not the only one who's frustrated sometimes. I think it's part of the grind.
Thomas said that he's going to try to manage minutes so that you are available down the stretches. Obviously, you'd like to be out there at any games if possible.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice.
That is Joakim Noah. Another voice that we have, Casey Johnson, talked to him about just life, his minutes limit, and all the other things that go on with whatever he was talking about. You know, here's the thing, that while the limit is 32 minutes, you certainly could have used it. And I understand why he wanted to go back in the game, because they have no post defense. The Oklahoma City Thunder, my dear beloved Thunder, without Serge Ibaka, have really no post defense, and I don't know if he's really a very good post defender either. I don't suppose he is. But when he could wheel around the top of key and they could just take three steps and he's laying it up. I can understand why he didn't want to, why he didn't want to come out of that game. I mean, they have no answer for anything that's inside.
No, and now they're not even holding down the eighth seed.
I see that.
You see that your Pelicans passed them, and you demanded that. You know, you can't be angry at your Pelicans. You said many weeks ago, I said, look, when you have Anthony Davis, when you have a young stud, somebody who would be a reasonable MVP candidate, you are not allowed to miss the playoffs.
Correct.
Even in a robust conference like the West right now.
He's a phenomenal player.
Yes,
oh my,
he
Aiken.
Is.
Whoa,
and right
God.
Now, New Orleans is at 37-30, Oklahoma City at 37-30, but I imagine by whatever tiebreakers are being used here, New Orleans is listed eighth behind the San Antonio yep. Spurs. Look at that. They're 41-25, and they're seventh.
And they're seventh.
Seventh. They would be third in the East.
And a favorite.
Yeah.
And a favorite.
And man, that West, good God. Golden State, 53 wins. Memphis, 47. Portland, 44. Houston, 45. Dallas, 43. The Clippers, 42. San Antonio, 41. And then New Orleans and Oklahoma City, each at 37-30. And then another winning team behind them with Phoenix at 35-33.
And LaMarcus Aldridge has been playing hurt how long now? Months, right?
Months.
Boy, he's pretty damn good, too. I'll tell you that.
We've got results. Here you go. Here are your first-round winners
uh-oh.
In the Chris Tannehill region. With 89% of the vote, an easy advance for the number one seed being in an ISIS video over Fedoras. 81% of the vote for Roger Goodell. That is a surprising rout in an 8-9 game. So that's going to be a tough one. Roger Goodell
That's a tough one.
Will meet yeah, being agreed. In an ISIS video.
Mm-hmm.
Dog farts have defeated men who enjoy pitch perfect, 62-38. The 2014 Chicago Bears, 65% of the vote over driving a train up an escalator.
Oh.
Well, 2014 Bears, pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's hard to beat the train up the escalator.
With 81% of the vote, low shower pressure has beaten parody Twitter accounts. People who take pictures at the gym, 68%-32% over college basketball. Now, this was one of the closest matchups we've ever had in the history of the tournament, a 5-vote difference. It technically shows up as 50%-50%, but it was a 5-vote difference. People who tell you to vote defeated the August 14th edition of Who You Crappin'. And finally, a big win for Malaysian Airlines. 86%-14, knocking off homeless people on the CTA. So,
yeah, Tannehill, he's got his CTA friends.
We got some matchups. This is I see for me that 1-9 being in an ISIS video versus Roger Goodell is definitely
all
one
of a sudden
to watch.
Becomes more interesting.
Yes, it does. That is one to watch. The next region up is going to be the Matt Abatacola region. Again, all the voting at the top of the hour will begin as soon as those links are active at tournamentofbad.com. Here are your matchups, the 1-16. Anti-vaxxers versus Mark Trestman. Let's get this thing on. Let's get it going. That's a 1-16. I can't wait. Anti-vaxxers against Mark Trestman.
No difference.
The 8-9, Juliana Rancic versus Bill O'Reilly.
Ooh.
Fifth-seeded Jay Cutler's leadership squares off against the 12 Brian Williams's memory. The 4-seed is Derek Rose's knees against the 13 The View and all similar shows. The 6-seed
woman hater.
The 6-seed child-sized grocery carts against the 11 being arrested while soliciting a hooker. The 3-seed going to the DMV against the 14 leftovers. Number 7, women with beards against the 10 changing diapers. And your 2 and your 15 matchup, which can always be overdramatic.
Tricky.
Number 2, beer snobs. And the 15, runaway llamas. So there you have it, and that is going to get going, as we also will be taking your calls on the various subjects of conversation. Yeah, the Joakim Noah minutes limit thing. He took a couple days to cool down, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did not speak after the game. He did not make himself available, and I believe probably 98% of the time he does, but he did not because he was clearly mad sitting on the bench. You can tell by the look on his face. But, dude, I mean, he's been over that limit, what was it, 22 times this year? And again, if you want to play him down, and again, I see in some games I see where it just he's just not effective. I don't know if it's because he's not healthy or what, but against that team he is, because you could just take that ball to free throw line, look left, look right, and then just turn and shoot, take three steps and shoot a layup.
You're not going to be able to do that against the Washington Wizards in the first
round. You are not, because there's a pig waiting for you.
Although if Nene, or Nene as they call him, plays as he did in the last game, you don't have any worries.
I don't know who that is.
If he just doesn't feel like showing up and just wants to foul out and not score any points. Tournament
bet. I don't know who Nene is. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, he won't have that free path, but I'm just saying I understand why he wanted to play. Because in a time when you're struggling to score, and that was the case, because they pulled away late from him because Westbrook was doing this end-to-end thing that was just spectacular. I mean, he was getting layups. I mean, I don't know if they forgot he was there, or they didn't know he had the ball, or what he was doing, but he would just turn and take two steps to the basket. I mean, the Thunder and your guy, they're not, I think they're...
They're not very good.
No, they're not.
That's what it comes down to.
Those are the words I'm looking for.
Whatever you expected them to be, whatever they were supposed to be, whatever trajectory they had has been interrupted.
How long ago has it been since they were in the NBA Finals?
3 or 2? 3 years? Because it looked like that was the next team they had next, but they don't have anything.
Yeah, they let Harden, yep. Kind of, I knew how good he was and loved him coming out of school, and you couldn't hold on to him. You hurt your bench there. Tried Reggie Jackson, didn't work. Serge Ibaka, it would have been better this season, the more time than I had seen him. But, and now you've run into the not unusual NBA roadblock of you can't keep your big man healthy. I mean, Durant is, it's a difficult thing when a basketball player keeps having broken bones in his feet.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunrise Chevrolet now has a bigger, better used car inventory with all makes and models for all budgets. With an all-new, state-of-the-art used car superstore, our used car staff focuses only on pre-owned vehicles to ensure your experience is the best it can be. Right now, get a great selection of used vehicles for less than $10,000. Plus, get a $25 dining gift card with any test drive. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
It's 8 a.m. and you didn't sleep great, so you need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try Berry, Orange, Pomegranate, and Grape. Citrus, Lime, even Pink Lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour lately? Have you tried 5-hour energy?
Oh, when you go extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple, saving the day.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? It's got a new improved taste, and it comes in 10 great flavors.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park and combine 0% APR financing and $500 bonus cash on 2015 Chevy Cruises and Malibus. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to